1,000 ducats.
Yeah. I said for 3 months.
For 3 months?
Well, for the which, as I told you, Antonio shall be bound.
Antonio shall become bound.
Well, may you serve me? Will you pleasure me? Shall I know your answer?
3,000 ducats for 3 months and Antonio bound.
You answer that.
Antonio is a good man.
Have you heard any imputation to the contrary?
Huh? No. My meaning in saying he is a good man is to have you understand me that he is sufficient. Yet his means are in supposition. Yet an argus he bound to Tripolis, another to the Indies. I understand, moreover, upon the Rialto, he had a third at Mexico, a fourth for England, other ventures he has squandered abroad. Ships are but boards, sailors but men. There be land rats and water rats, land thieves and water thieves. I mean pirates. Then there's the peril of waters, winds and rocks. The man is notwithstanding sufficient. 3,000 ducats. I think I may take his bond.
Be assured you may.
I will be assured I may, and that I may be assured I will bethink me. May I speak, Miss Antonio?
It please you to dine with us?
Yes, to smell pork. To eat of the habitation which your prophet, the Nazarite, conjured the devil into. I will buy with you, sell with you, talk with you, walk with you, and so following. But I will not eat with you, drink with you, nor pray with you. What news on the Rialto? Who is he comes here?
This is Signor Antonio.
How like a fawning publican he looks. I hate him. Is a Christian, but more, for that in low simplicity he lends out money gratis and brings down the rate of usance here with us in Venice. If I can catch him once upon the hip, I will feed fat the ancient grudge I bear him. He hates our sacred nation, and he rails even there where merchants most do congregate on me, my bargains, and my well-run thrift, which he calls interest. Cursed be my tribe if I forgive him.
Sherlock, do you hear?
I am debating of my present store. And by the near guess of my memory, I cannot instantly raise up the gross of full 3,000 ducats. What of that? Tubal, a wealthy Hebrew of my tribe, will furnish me. But stop, how many months do you desire? Rest you fair, good senor. Your worship was the last man in our mouth.
Shylock, albeit I neither lend nor borrow by taking nor of giving of excess, yet to supply the right wants of my friend, I'll break a custom. Is he yet possessed how much he would?
Aye, 3,000 ducats.
And for 3 months?
I had forgot. 3 months, you told me so. Well, then you're bond. Let me see. But he... Me thought you said you neither lend nor borrow upon advantage.
I do never use it.
When Jacob grazed his uncle Laban's sheep, this Jacob from our holy Abraham was, as his wise mother wrought in his behalf, the third possessor. Ah, he was the third.
And what of him? Did he take interest?
No! Not take interest. Not as you would say directly, interest. Mark what Jacob did. Laban and himself were compromised. That all the inlings which were streaked and piled should fall as Jacob's hire. The ewes being rank in end of autumn, turned to the rams. And when the work of generation was between these woolly breeders in the act, the skillful shepherd filled me certain wants, and in the doing of the deed of kind, he stuck them up before the fulsome ewes, who then, conceiving, did in inning time fall party-colored lambs, and those were Jacob's. This was a way to thrive. And he was blessed. Thrift is blessing if men steal it not.
This was a venture, sir, that Jacob served for, a thing not in his power to bring to pass, but swayed and fashioned by the hand of heaven. Was this inserted to make interest good, or is your gold and silver ewes and rams?
I cannot tell. I make it bleed as fast.
But no, please, signor.
Mark you this, Pisanio. The devil can cite scripture for his purpose. An evil soul producing holy witness is like a villain with a smiling cheek, a goodly apple rotten at the heart. Oh, what a goodly outside falsehood hath.
3,000 ducats. It's a good round sum. 3 months on 12. Now, let me see the rate.
Well, Shylock, shall we be beholding to you?
Signor Antonio, many a time and oft, in the Rialto, you have rated me. About my money and my usances, still have I borne it with a patient shrug, for sufferance is the badge of all our tribe. You call me misbeliever, cutthroat dog, and spit upon my Jewish gabardine, and all for use of that which is mine own. Well then, it now appears you need my help. Go to them. You come to me and you say, Shylock, we would have money. You say, you that did void your room upon my beard and foot me as you spurn a stranger cur over your threshold. Money is your suit. What should I say to you? Should I not say, has a dog money? Is it possible a cur can lend 3,000 ducats? Or shall I bend low in a bondsman's key with bated breath and whispering humbleness say this? Dear sir, you spit on me on Wednesday last. You spurned me such a day. Another time you called me dog. And for these courtesies I lend you thus much money.
I must like to call thee so again, to spit on me again, to spurn thee too. If thou wilt lend this money, lend it not as to thy friends. For when did friendship take a breed of barren metal for his friend? But lend it rather to thine enemy, who if he break, thou mayst with better face exact the penalty.
Why, look you how you storm. I could be friends with you and have you laugh. Forget the shames that you have stained me with. Supply your present wants and take no doit of uses for my monies. And you'll not hear me. This is kind I offer.
This were kind.
The signs will I show. Go with me to a notary. Seal me there your single bond and in a merry sport. If you repay me not, on such a day, in such a place, that sum or sums as expressed in the condition. Let the forfeit be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh to be cut off and taken in what part of your body pleases me.
Content. If faith, I'll seal to such a bond and say there is much kindness in the Jew.
You should not seal to such a bond for me.
I'd rather dwell in my necessity.
Fear not, man. I will not forfeit it. Within these 2 months, that's a month before this bond expires, I do expect return of thrice 3 times the value of this bond.
Oh, Father Abraham, what these Christians are. His own half-dealings teaches them suspect the thoughts of others. Pray you tell me this. If he should break his day, what should I gain by the exaction of the forfeiture? A pound of man's flesh taken from a man is not so estimable, profitable neither. His flesh of muttons, beefs, or goats. I say, to buy his favor, I extend his friendship. If he will take it so, if not,
adieu. And for my love,
I pray you wrong me not.
Yes, Shylock, I will seal unto this bond.
Then, meet me forthwith at the notary's. Give him direction for this merry bond, and I will go and burst the ducat straight. See to my house, left in the fearful guard of an unthrifty knave, and presently I'll be with you.
Ivy, gentle Jew, the Hebrew will turn Christian. He grows kind.
I like not fair terms and a villain's mind.
Come on, in this there can be no dismay. My ship's come home a month before the day.